From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today's two big bomb blasts in Baghdad killed at least 55 people and wounded more than 70. Both bombs struck pet markets. As NPR's Graham Smith reports, they were crowded with people on the Muslim day of rest.
The Jamaria pet market is the largest in Iraq. It's on the largely Shiite eastern side of the city. Tradesmen cart in their goods, selling birds, reptiles, cats and dogs, and food for pets. It also serves as an impromptu zoo for families out on the holy day. The crowds have been bigger since a regular Friday curfew was lifted 3 months ago. Ali Abdul sells birds at his small shop.
There was a huge crowd of people. It was a blessing from God to have such a crowd. Then suddenly, the explosion took place. Many people were blown apart.
The bomber had walked in past security checkpoints and detonated an explosive vest. Police say it was a woman wearing a traditional black cloak. They say experts found her head among the body parts strewn around the market. Mohammed Jabber, who runs an electrical supply shop just across the street, believes it was a man with long hair. In any event, the bomber was in the thick of the crowd.
The explosion was so huge. The flame was huge. It went all down the street. And the other explosion today in New Baghdad was at the same time. That means they timed it all out.
Police, too, believe today's bombs were coordinated, meant to cause maximum civilian casualties. At almost the same time as the first blast, a woman carried a big box into the crowd at a smaller pet market that specializes in birds. Police confirm it was a highly explosive bomb packed inside a crate of eggs and birds. Whether the bomber died there is unknown, but the effect was devastating. Women are rarely searched at most checkpoints in the city. One NPR staffer who was at the pet market just yesterday said he wasn't searched either. The checkpoints do keep cars out of the markets, but many are now manned by members of local government-aligned militias that have proliferated in the last year. One shopkeeper at the central pet market says he felt safer with security in the hands of militiamen loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Graham Smith, NPR News, Baghdad.